Do you have a loved one that might need a little extra care? Check out Regency on the Lake. Located in Fort Gratiot, Regency on the Lake offers the latest healthcare services with rehab, respite, and long-term care. 810-385-7260.
All right, 7:40 on this Monday morning. You've seen the headlines that say that Gen Z is the dry generation. They're just not drinkers, these young kids coming up. But that's not necessarily true. A new survey finds 86% of Americans over the age of 21 who drink plan to do so this summer. But how they drink is what's changing. Joining us right now to talk more about this, the CEO of the International Alliance for Responsible Drinking, Julian Braithwaite. Julian, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Let's talk about this new research. What does it show about how Americans are planning to drink this summer?
So, Paul, we at IARD wanted to look at how Americans are planning to drink over the summer as we head into the big Memorial Day weekend over here in the United States. And we wanted to sort of get a sense of how people's drinking patterns were perhaps changing, and particularly as we head into these sort of summer events, heading to the beach, going out to the parks, all the things that are coming up as the summer really kicks off. And what our survey shows is that one level, 9 out of 10 Americans are planning to go who drink are planning to go out and drink at these sort of summer events, summer occasions. But the thing that's really coming through in the data is how important it is for people of all generations, that this is something that's done intentionally, that moderation is going to be an important part of how people think about those occasions. And over 60% of Americans put moderation as the most important factor when they think about how they're going to go out and enjoy the summer and enjoy going out drinking with their friends over the summer.
Yeah, there has been this perception that that younger people that drink, the Gen Z generation, just aren't drinking anymore, but it's just how they're drinking that's changing, isn't it?
So this is a thing that came through with the survey. It's a bit too simple to say that Gen Z are sort of the dry generation, if you like. What we're seeing is actually they're becoming perhaps the most intentional generation, in the sense that they are looking for ways of drinking that are part of their lifestyle rather than defining it. So they're looking for more choice, they're looking for more intentionality, and they've been pioneering these different ways of drinking that's something that maybe Gen Z are at the forefront of, but it's something actually we're seeing across all of the generations.
So what are some of those trends? How are they? Are they just drinking less? Are they drinking in moderation? What are some of those trends?
So, Gen Z is defining what drinking moderation in practice looks like, and one of the things that they're doing is something called zebra striping, or what you guys over here on this side of the Atlantic, I guess, would call zebra striping, which is alternating alcoholic with non-alcoholic drinks. So, people might go out for a drink with their friends, have a beer, and then they'll alternate it with one of these no or low alcoholic products, or, water or one of these non-alcoholic beers. So that's zebra striping. Another thing that we're seeing more of, and I think it's really relevant in the context of the Memorial Day weekend, is something called nonna maxing. Now, nonna is the Italian for your grandmother, and it's about when you go out and you're getting together with your friends and with your family, and you're drinking over a meal with your family. It's about being present. It's about slowing things down. And that's become something that people are pointing to as the way in which they would they see drinking over the summer as, again, something that complements their experience, being in the moment, being present with their friends and their family, rather than defining it.
Do we know what's driving this choice among younger drinkers to drink in using more moderation?
So it's about wanting to have more choice and more control, about wanting to have a sort of sense of well-being, about feeling, how you feel about it afterwards. So wellness, well-being is definitely part of it. Being intentional, being in control, having alcohol, but having it as part of the experience rather than as the thing that defines it. This is what we see coming through time and again in the surveys, particularly of Gen Z.
And perhaps not as much peer pressure as there once was when it comes to drinking.
So again, this is one of the really interesting things that's come through in the data. I mean, for you know, older generations, maybe when we were younger, you know, going out and having a drink with your friends was something that where the drinking was defined by the sort of the social group in a way, and you went along with your friends. Over in the UK, you know, you go to the pub and you'd buy rounds, and that's how a lot of socializing took place. The thing that's changed, and you really see this coming through in the data, is that over 9 out of 10 Americans say that actually making your own choices about how you drink, about being in control, and about being self-directed is really important for them. And so that is a shift, a cultural shift, I think, that we're seeing coming through in the data.
Very interesting. Where can we go for more information?
So, Paul, all of this information, including the data from this recent survey, practical tips on drinking in moderation, all of the science and research more widely on alcohol and health, you can find it on our website, which is at www.iard.org.
All right. We will check it out. Julian, great talking to you. Appreciate it. Thanks so much.
Paul, thanks for having me on your show.
You bet. Bye-bye.